You're listening to Pink Coattails 47. If you want to learn the extraordinary personal development, mindset, and motivational secrets of today's most inspiring entrepreneurial women, then welcome to Pink Coattails. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Britt. All right, Pink Coattails Planet, I'm simply delighted to introduce my guest today, Kara Johnstad. Kara, are you ready to get in the pink?
I am so ready to get into pink, Ellen. Very, very good.
Well, author, voice specialist, and founder of Voice Your Essence, Kara Johnstad is a singer-songwriter, transformational catalyst, and a powerful voice in the time and age of transition. Kara empowers audiences around the world via concerts, lectures, workshops, and one-on-one coaching. With more than 100 songs written, all produced and published under her own indie label, Kara's music speaks volumes and touches on universal themes that affect us all: love, relationships, life, death, sexuality, and inner healing. Kara, welcome to Pink Coattails.
Thank you so much, Ellen. It's so great to be here, and I'm very happy to share with your audience and other women entrepreneurs my insights on the transformational power behind the human voice.
Well, Kara, as women, we love to hear about the details of people's lives, the personal as well as the professional. So because I've only just touched on who you are and what you do, let us into your world and tell us more about yourself and your business.
Well, I've had this wonderful life growing up between the United States and Europe. So I've really sensed, you know, I've grown up in two environments. One of them has been running through the cornfields of Wisconsin and mooing with those cows and living with cats and dogs and sheep. And the other one is being in big metropolitan and cosmopolitan cities like New York, Chicago, and in the moment I am based in Berlin. So I think most of you do know that Berlin is an extraordinary city as far as transformation is concerned. And I moved to Europe, to the city of Berlin, while the wall was still up and the Cold War was going strong. And while I've never really taken the road that is most traveled, I've always seemed to like the path that was more or less unforged, and I was more or less off-road, landed in Berlin, released my first album when I was 23 years old for RCA. It was one of the very first CDs out on the German market. And then the wall fell. And one of the biggest moments in my life was watching a wall fall between East and West to see thousands, if not millions of people coming together, streaming together. I knew in that moment that actually everything was and is possible. And because I believe in world peace and I believe in the power that we have to create our own lives, I think that moment to be here in Berlin when that happened really, really changed me and really shaped me. And being a musician, it just continued one thing after the other, that we went from LPs to CDs. Actually, we went from LPs to DAT, to mini discs, to CDs. We went then into the internet, which totally revolutionized the way that I do my work and see my business, because suddenly I was not only struggling with my English in the German culture or the German society, but I was able to reach out internationally with my voice in my mother tongue, which maybe doesn't seem so exciting if you guys are all in the United States, but I tell you, if you're living abroad, it was really a big aha moment to see also what's happened in the last 10 years and how even you and I can sit here and talk on different sides of the ocean with such a clear connection and continue to share our gifts within a millisecond from wherever we are, from New York to Tokyo to LA to Malawi to Sweden to Russia. And I'm psyched. I'm actually psyched of where we're going.
Well, how did you get from cornfields and cows to Berlin?
Well, I always kind of laugh. I got here with a plane, but my father was actually working for Pan American as a pilot, and Berlin actually was a city that it only had three airlines, West Berlin at that time, and then we had East Berlin, of course. So we had the Americans, the British, and the French in Berlin, and he was, of course, with Pan Am. And I think one of the other times that really changed me besides the wall falling down was that when I was 23 years old, I was in the middle of my first record production, and my father actually died in a plane crash, which was a very huge moment for me, because in that moment, I realized how precious this life is. And it was a moment where I chose consciously only to do what I love. And if it meant eating, dry bread and whatever, boiled potatoes and some tea, there were times as a musician where that was the fact. I still always followed my heart with so much determination and clarity. And also, I was always and am still connected to that inner voice. And so it seems like the first many, many years living abroad were always colored by these huge, you know, these huge things that had impact on me, which made me simply say that it's important to go our own path and to stay true to who we are.
Well, Cara, we're going to get into mindset and motivation and a whole lot more in just a minute. But first, I want to start us off with what I like to call your big why. Because here at Pink Coattails Planet, we believe that for every entrepreneur, and especially for women, our deeper reason for going into business is what really motivates us. And it's that deeper reason we come to depend on to strengthen and support us when we come up against challenges, as of course we all do. What is your big why, Cara, that deeper, richer reason you decided to take the entrepreneurial path?
Well, I think the first very, very big why that connects every single thing that I do is my passion for the human voice. And I have two very big values, and those are the values of freedom and integrity. And I think that both of them is what the voice is all about, and it's what we are all about when we're creating our businesses out there, or at least is what we should be about. And most of the female entrepreneurs that I know that are leading out there, they have also these two values. They're very much about integrity, and they're very much about staying independent and doing great work out there. So the voice plays a major role in all our lives, and the thing that many of us don't remember or even think about always is that it's with us 24/7. It's not something that we turn off. It's not something that we can put on a shelf. It's different. Living as a singer-songwriter and a voice coach is very different than being a writer. A writer, you can put your journal down, or a painter, you can walk out of your studio. I can't walk out of my skin. My voice is always, always with me. And it has this amazing ability to bring us back into the power of now. We can bring our memories from the back into this present moment. And then what we gain on wisdom, we can actually bring forward into, you know, how we're listening to our voice and the sound of our voice. It's going to have an impact on our tomorrow, so to say. So I'm always fascinated also how the voice joins. It's sitting there between the heart and the mind. And so it's connecting. You know, people often ask me, should I follow my mind or should I follow my heart? And I'm always like, follow your voice, because your voice is giving you very clear signs if you're in balance, if you're not in balance, if you've had enough water to drink, if you're under stress. Your voice is there for you to communicate with you and to help you communicate with our world. And it's also the door between the inner and outer world. So if we want to have our inner visions come out, we're going to do that through the voice. And also if we want to receive, we're going to do that also through listening, if we want to receive from our audience. So the ability that the voice has to join people together is powerful stuff. It's powerful stuff. I could go on forever, Ellen. The voice is really my passion. Yeah.
Well, this is so fascinating for me. For those of our audience who may be listening and say, well, you know, that's fine for Cara. She's a singer, a songwriter. I can't carry a tune in a bucket. For those folks whose, you know, singing doesn't come naturally to them, talk about that. Talk about how the ordinary person can follow, what does it mean to follow your voice?
Well, I think this has been my shift also, that I used to teach a lot of top celebrities and I was teaching at the university. And with all these years of experience, I have landed in this beautiful space. I actually coach a lot of luminaries and entrepreneurs and women that think they can't sing. And the amazing thing is we can. And the amazing thing is we haven't been really shown how. And a lot of us remember that place where we were children and we were singing very freely and very naturally. And we were totally connected to our highest creative potential. We didn't think twice about starting to dance in the middle of the room and starting to sing at the top of our lungs and running around to Peter Pan or to Mary Poppins. We loved it. And suddenly the voice, because it is that door between the inner and outer worlds, is so sensitive. And we got a couple of critiques. Everybody I know who thinks they can't sing or they think they can't hold a tune, somewhere in the back of their memory bank was some teacher or some parent or some choir director who said, you're out of tune, you're flat. And in this moment, their muscles started to tense up. And so what I do is I call it sometimes Pilates or yoga for the throat. The very first thing I do is really show you hands-on with no, you know, no mystery. I mean, really with your finger on your Adam's apple and looking at your beautiful tongue, and to say, you know, what you have to do is if you place your jaw in a relaxed position and 1, 2, 3, and you do these simple exercises within really literally a few, 1 or 2 sessions, the voice starts to come back into alignment. And it's often really this misunderstanding. One of the biggest misunderstandings is that we think that we need a lot of breath to sing. So a lot of teachers are saying you need a big breath when you want to have a big voice. And the opposite is true. You need actually less, you need to take in less breath. You need to work with more relaxed breath so that the vocal folds are able to come into this. It's a suction that happens, that the inner folds come together. And that's one of the big ahas that I can give you guys today, is if you want to have a relaxed voice, don't take in big breaths. Just breathe like you're talking and then start singing with that same kind of a breath. That would be a great place to start.
Oh, wow. And does this apply to speaking voices as well, Cara? Many of us entrepreneurs use our voices quite a bit in podcasting and teleseminars and speaking and webinars. Do you work with people around their speaking voices as well?
Yeah, the great thing is that my method is basically for speaking and singing. What happens with when you go more into the singing voice is, of course, you're going to have more frequencies that they're going to make your voice richer. Basically, if you're able to do 3 or 4 octaves, by the time you start speaking, it's going to be so easy for you. So that's one reason to stretch your voice into that singing range. But for speaking, there are other things that we can learn, which is also that the voice has a natural ability to regenerate itself. And what I see is that a lot of speakers or radio announcers, podcasters, people that are doing a lot of public speaking, they don't know that the voice itself is made to regenerate itself all the time while we speak. That means it's not meant to get hoarse. It's not meant to get tired. And it's meant, and if you want, I can also give a very easy exercise how you can regenerate your voice if you're in a very, I can give a very advanced exercise, but I can give a very short, easy exercise how you can regenerate your voice out there when you're, maybe speaking in public and or you've been speaking loudly, maybe you're at a convention center or you're at a loud restaurant and you want to have a clear voice and you realize, oh, I'm getting very, very tense.
Mm, that would be so useful.
Yeah. Should we do that?
Oh, yes. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, the first thing is just without going into too many details, but just to remember that the voice actually, again, it works with very little breath underneath and it has a thing that we call the edge of the folds. Or the vocal cords are now called the vocal folds. And this you can activate very easily with things that you really know how to do. For example, humming. For example, when you go, Now you can hear that that's a finer edge than when we're talking. Now I changed my voice for everybody, but these are the heavier parts of the chord. This, yeah, okay, or hi, how are you? It's very heavy. So what you want to do is activate the lighter vocal edge, which you can do through humming, or you can do it through NG, as in king or sing. You can do light sirens, like, you can do the puppy dog or kitty cat, like, and what you really want to look out for is that you don't have a lot of breath underneath. So as soon as you go like this, if you have too much pressure, you're not going to be regenerating. So what you want to do is come again. You want to come back to that relaxed space. And this works wonders. And to think, this is my very last tip, because I know we have a very focused time today, but if you, the more you lift the back of your tongue into that NG position, the easier it's going to be for your voice to work freely. So maybe that's, you know, the NG, the sirening, the humming. And if you get really, really tired out there, just watch yourself. You can even put your index finger underneath your chin and check if your the root of your tongue is very hard, and try to release it up into the back in that NG position and still talk naturally and freely. It's not as difficult as it sounds.
Fascinating information. Well, Cara, as I've spoken with women business clients and colleagues, one of the most common challenges they've all faced, and this is regardless of whether they were just starting out or they were very experienced entrepreneurs, are problems with mindset around challenges like money, motivation, around not being good enough, not knowing enough, feeling like an imposter, and more. Cara, what is the most difficult mindset challenge you have faced in your entrepreneurial journey, and how did you overcome it?
The most difficult thing I have faced is that I'm very complex, and the time management thing is not always easy. And I was told very often in my career, as I tried to, not only try to, but did live all these different sides of myself, from writing to producing, to being on stage, to being a coach, to running a label, where I too was sometimes frazzled with so many things. And at the same time, people would tell me, other coaches would even sometimes tell me, you have to choose. And I often wished, in some ways, I wished that I was only running a little ice cream stand and I could decide on a great new ice cream flavor and I could just focus on one thing. But I can't, because all of these things are part of who I am, and my writing benefits and my performing benefits my clients, because I know what they're going through. I know how scary it is to go out there and be so transparent and so naked with who we are. And at the same time, it's the other way around too, that they ground me and they help me stay centered also as a top performer. And so one of the biggest challenges, and I still have it, I still have this challenge today. When you go to your homepage and people say you should have one call to action, you should have one thing leading them, and what do you do with people? And most women I know have a lot of talent. They have a lot of things going on. They can write books, and they can do podcasts, and they can be public speakers, and they can do it all. And so where's that one call of action? I'm like, you know, help me, Ellen. I don't know. I haven't found that answer yet. My homepage, I'm trying to reduce and simplify and find the essence. And yet my life is expanding, and there are so many wonderful people, and we have so many different social media networks. And I think that's the thing that I've kind of embraced, integration, that it's all there. And I have to learn how to integrated into my own tapestry, into my own truth, and I have to use what's good for me, and I have to simply accept that that I'm not simply a one-pager, right?
I think that you've articulated this beautifully, Cara, this, because I think this is going to speak to a lot of our listeners, a lot of women entrepreneurs, to this complexity and richness of the lives of most of the women that I know. We can't be drilled down into one call to action right now. That may be a great advice, great advice for a web page. That's not what I'm saying. But we do have complex and rich lives. And that, I think that's one of the reasons, isn't it, that women are better at so-called multitasking than men, because we have a actual larger physical connection between the two hemispheres of our brain, the corpus callosum. And so we have more pathways. So we are naturally better able to do that. So I really appreciate you articulating that, because I think so many of us get business advice, and a lot of it, you know, comes from some well-meaning and well-versed men in the business world. And it's this kind of one-pointed, drive-ahead, focused kind of approach. Right. And a lot of times, you know, it doesn't speak to who we are. So that's beautiful. That's beautifully put.
Exactly. We want the whole real deal, the big thing out there. That's what I would like to experience. If I'm doing business with people, or if I'm running my own business, I really appreciate, big souls, big hearts, big voices. Yeah. Big thoughts. Yeah.
Well, Cara, as women entrepreneurs, we need energy. We need mental, physical, and spiritual energy to accomplish our business and personal goals. So it's vitally important that we regularly make space to take care of ourselves. Now, as women entrepreneurs, we generally embody a quieter, less forceful energy than our male counterparts, but there are times when we have to push forward to finish an important project or see a launch through to completion, or for many of us to take care of pressing family matters. So, Cara, first of all, what do you do consistently on a day-to-day basis to nurture yourself? And secondly, what do you do when you've just come through a big push and you need to completely replenish your energy?
Okay, the first thing I very much believe in, also to balance all these many sides, is rituals. So I'm very clear about, I have certain times that I do things. And one of the things I do consistently every day is I meditate. And so I have a big working session for me as a singer-songwriter. I do a lot of writing in the morning, and I do a lot of, tapping into that inner world in the mornings. And then I have lunch, and then I meditate for 1 hour, and I do enjoy brain syncing. So that's really tapping into theta waves or alpha beta waves, depending on what I need. If I'm very, very exhausted, there are even brain sync MP3s out there for delta waves, which put you into a very deep sleep, which is great. Let's say you're on, like for me, if I'm on tour and I perform until 2 o'clock in the morning, and then at 6 o'clock I have to wake up and get an airplane, I might actually sleep with headphones in my ears and go into delta wave state. So I brain sync every day. I take a long walk. I do have a beautiful dog, and I do yoga 3 times a week, and I eat very healthy.
What is your definition, Cara, of eating healthily? Or do you follow a particular diet of some kind? I'm just curious as to what do you do?
You know, I've gone through I've never gone into dieting, but I have gone through going from vegetarianism to going more Mediterranean. I've really explored all that. In the moment, I think that everybody should really, again, follow their inner voice. I think that we really intuitively know what's right for us. I've seen people drop meat and actually become more healthy. I've seen people drop meat and actually become anemic. So yes. I can't say that I've done that. I've tried all different things. In the moment, I'm eating a lot of vegetables. I got a beautiful one of those power mixers, and I went I joined the green smoothie revolution. So I'm eating a lot of kale and spinach and dark greens and nuts and some fruit. And what I do is I try to eat organic and fresh as much as possible. And if I can't do that because I'm traveling and that's simply what is there, I try to bless the food and be grateful that we have food. I mean, I think that there are a lot of places in this world that are struggling to have food on their table. So I'm not going to complain with the gluten-free craziness. I mean, I'm lucky and I don't have any allergies. If once in a while I have a beautiful baguette, then that's what's on the table. But I personally I eat a lot of dark bread and whole grains and dark greens and things like that.
I love
exactly.
It. Well, Cara, here at Pink Coattails, fun is one of our most important values. Where
yes.
are you having fun in your business? What's going on right now that has you really excited?
Fun. I'm having fun. I joined a Kindle challenge, which I was challenged a bit. I was a little bit late on that, but I have completed my first what do you call it, transcript, or my first book, which is now at the graphic designer. So that's going to come out. And in a month, I'm going to be in the beautiful city of Rome and finishing a huge project. For me, I don't want to say it's my life work because I'm too young to say life work, but it's very big for me because I'm producing with a full symphonic orchestra my originals. So that should be out in 2015. And the other thing that I'm doing that's, I don't know, it's fun and it's crazy because I'm sure a lot of you know what it's like to set up your first membership sites and your first online scheduling and all these things. But I am at the end of developing a big online group program and have just set up and finished the membership online membership site. So that's fun. I'm excited. To expand.
Ooh, lots going on. Well, what about your vision, Cora, for where you take your business next?
Well, I had this really beautiful sold out concert in Berlin where I did something very, very crazy and it touched me so much. And what I did was I merged these two sides of what I do naturally, which is coaching and being in concert. And what I did is I walked into it was a beautiful church with heating on the floor. So people had their yoga mats out and I opened everyone's voices. And this is what I did for about an hour. So everybody's voices started to open and I went through the audience. I was together with another colleague and we asked people for their intentions and for their visions and they started to sing them out into the world. So for somebody, it was their health. And for somebody, it was a dream of maybe manifesting something more in their business. And they started to sing these things in this beautiful cathedral. And then after about an hour opening up voices and teaching them very simple lines, we had a break and then I went into concert. I went to the piano and I started to sing my concert program. And then I started to invite them in the places where they could join, which they had just learned. And at the end of the night, they all came up on stage. So you had 500 people around the piano, all singing together. And this is my dream that our world, I keep on imagining, Ellen, I think I should have been a hippie and I'm just a little bit late, uh-huh. But I really think that we planted the seeds in the end of the 60s and 70s. I do have this dream that we're going to open our doors and instead of, you know, all the complaining and everything, we're just going to start singing. I think that our world needs us to tap into our beauty and our talent and bring it out there. And the world can literally be saved with beauty. So my hope and my dream is to bring my business to a place that it will reflect exactly that we're all connecting back to our hearts. Our businesses are coming from our hearts. We spend the most amount of time in our business, often, if not sleeping. Most of the people that I know are really living their business. And that means I think also they should be living their business with joy, with fun, and connected to who they are. And so that's I'd like to do the same thing and I'm doing it. So that's good. Yeah.
That is a magnificent and beautiful vision and a perfect introduction to our next section, our little pink notebook, where our guests share their very favorite fun and fabulous finds with Pink Coattails Planet. So Cora, I'm going to make some inquiries. You'll flip through your little pink notebook and share your best stuff. Ready?
I'm ready.
What is your favorite motivational or personal development book? Then give us your favorite business book. These can be new or old.
Okay, well, in the moment, I just picked this up in the airport and I'm devouring it. It is Super Brain, Unleash the Explosive Power of Your Mind. And it's by Deepak Chopra and Rudolf E. Tanzi. And that's an amazing book to really show us that everything is possible. And it's all about basically how we program, what do we choose to identify with? What do we choose to do? And that's one of my favorites in the moment.
And what about a favorite business book?
You know, I smile a little bit because I am not reading that many books. I am actually reading things like blogs like The Future of Ink, you know, things like that with great articles. And Denise Wakeman, who's great with Google. And there's just so many great women out there also giving great information. The last business book, and I know you've had her on your show, or I think you're going to have her on your show. The last business book I actually bought that I have here in my hand is The Smart Woman's Guide to Online Marketing, Power Up for Profits by Kathleen Gage. And I have paged through it. I've done some of the things. It is jammed packed full of things. And I thought, why not bring this book in today, right? I mean, why? She's a woman. She's out there. She's doing it. She's passionate about what she does. And I bought it, and it's good. It's good. It's a nice read. So I guess that would be, in this moment of time, my favorite business book for today.
Kathleen Gage is one of my favorite people, a friend and a good colleague, and she is a powerhouse. Well, Cara, what is a favorite food discovery you've made lately? This could be a favorite brand of dark chocolate, a really delicious coffee bean, your favorite tea, or something else entirely.
You know what I have always loved? This is like a comfort food. I forgot to answer that question. What do I do to recharge, right? So what do I do to recharge? I sleep, I get off line, and I also eat good food. And one of the foods I really love when I've had one of those really, you know, maybe it's a week that's a little bit more draining and you need that comfort food. There is a thing called comfort food that green smoothies cannot reach even to that level of comfort food. And there is something called celery schnitzel. Now, have you ever had celery schnitzel?
Never.
You see, I thought you'd like this. So you basically take celery root, and then you of course, you take off that kind of hard brown skin, and you cut it into slices as if you were making schnitzel, but it's not veal, it's celery, and you boil it, and then you make it like you would a schnitzel, and you serve it up with some mashed potatoes and a good green salad, and you feel like a queen. You feel fantastic.
Well, do you have a recipe for a favorite dish you'd be willing to share with us?
Well, I can happily send you the celery schnitzel.
Well, I was wondering
recipe.
About that. That would be a very intriguing recipe and one that I'm sure no one else will have.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was trying to think. I have so many recipes, but I was trying to think, does anybody out there know celery schnitzel? And coming from, you know, Germany and spending time in Austria, schnitzel would be something very, fitting, appropriate, right, for this call.
Absolutely. Well, what about a favorite body care product? That could be a favorite makeup, a lotion, a body cream, something you just really love to use.
Body care product. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, this is difficult. I have discovered, I don't want to do all this advertising, but I have discovered a makeup line which is based on dead sea salt. So it's based on sea salts and it's very organic and it's called Ahava. And I'm not sure if they're going to have that in the States. I would assume so. But in the moment, I'm using Ahava, and I also use a lot of Dr. Hauschka, which is also, it's all organic and it's very good. And if we're not going to do any advertising for companies, then I would say if you take some really good sea salt and mix it with lemon massage oil, you can do really great salt rubs, and it's all natural and all organic, and you don't even have to support any companies. Although we love supporting companies, don't we?
Absolutely.
It's okay too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So that was it. Yeah.
Well, you can find all the links to the resources we've mentioned today on the show notes page at pinkcoattails.com/ Cara Johnstad, KaraJohnstad. Well, Cara, this question is the last one in our little pink notebook, and it's my favorite. Sometimes before an important meeting or presentation or speaking engagement, we would love to have a way to reliably get into that space I like to call confident calm. What is your favorite and most powerful technique or tool to quickly center, calm, and ground yourself?
The most powerful tool I have is to close my eyes and breathe in calmly and beautifully and reconnect, I guess, to my vision And also sometimes reconnect. I know this sounds very crazy, but I have something which I call the anti-vision board. And whenever I think of the anti-vision boards, I know exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. And if I get the images in my head of the beauty that we're able to create, and if I get the images in my head about the war and the wars and the pain and the suffering, and I come back into that place of the heart, I walk into any meeting and say, this is what we're doing here. And I guess that's, you know, it takes me 2 minutes to get into that place, but it's just to be reminded constantly of this is our opportunity that we have. This is our time here, and this is why we're here. And we're here not to push and go for success. We're here actually to connect with our hearts and connect a room full of people and to bring them something good, something exciting, something that is going to change their lives.
Well, thank you so much, Cora, for sharing your wisdom with us today. This has been fabulously fun. And on behalf of Pink Coattails Planet, I want to express our heartfelt appreciation. So let's wrap up with what closing words of advice do you have, especially for women entrepreneurs? Then tell us what's the best way to connect with you, and then we'll say goodbye.
The best advice I have is to get to know your voice that is there for you all the time. It's there when you say, I love you, to your child. It's there when you ask someone to sign a contract. It's there to carry your dreams out into this world. And that voice is your best friend. I even have this crazy habit of calling my voice almost like another person, because that voice really shows me when I'm on track, and it really shows me if I'm eating right and if I'm getting enough sleep. It's really there to connect all different parts of our body, mind, spirit system. And so that is my advice for everybody. And I do have a beautiful guided meditation if you would like to come to karajohnstad.com and opt in. That is a free gift. That's 15 minutes of deep dive, relaxed space, reconnecting you to that inner voice, and also becoming part of that growing big community that we are all as women entrepreneurs. We're all out there together, supporting each other and connected to make this world a better place.
Well, you can find the links to everything we've talked about today at pinkcoattails.com/Cora Johnstad, or just enter Cara, and that's spelled K-A-R-A, in the search tab, and her show notes page should magically appear. Cara, thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing your wisdom and business journey with Pink Coattails Planet.
Thank you so much, Ellen. It was really wonderful to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation. Bye-bye.
We'll see you soon, and stay in the pink. Bye, y'all. Thanks so much for joining us today. Of course, you're invited to mosey on over to pinkcoattails.com for the lowdown on each and every show, great articles, sweet resources, and links to everything we've talked about today and more. Before you go, I want to invite you to join our private Pink Coattails community, just for our women listeners, so you can interact and network with me and with all the other women entrepreneurs who make up Pink Coattails Planet. Just go to pinkcoattails.com/group. We'd love to have you. Stay in the pink, y'all, and bye for now.